Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017.
Good morning.
Let me be the very first to welcome you to a fantastic Wednesday hump day.
Hump day.
Welcome you to the Marco and Krista Show. Thank you very much for having us on this morning.
Hey, everyone. Hope you're having a good morning so far.
Yeah.
Rise and shine.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good day. It's Wednesday, and also we are going to be having some fun at Spring Brook. We are 2 days away.
I know, that's crazy, right?
And basically, Wednesday's already over. Then Thursday, Friday, boom, we're going to be out at Wando's on Friday for Spring Broke. And by the way, same night that the Badgers are playing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the Badgers are playing in the Sweet 16 on Friday night. And we've got the whole third floor of Wando's.
Yeah. So you can like sit VIP and party with us.
Yeah. And then you can watch the Badger game afterwards and maybe have that trip to Bruno Mars in your back pocket while you're watching the game. I mean, come on.
Why not? And also, you know, we're hooking you up simply by going to madtownjams.com and purchasing for $5 only a Spring Broke t-shirt. That's pretty sweet. And then also a cup that you can use in to purchase $3 summer shanties all night long on that third floor VIP area that we
but
have.
Every place downtown is going to be packed because of the Badger game, and you're not going to be able to watch anywhere.
Yeah.
But we got the whole third floor reserved, so party with us. Not only will you get those drink specials from Lining Kugels, you'll also be able to maybe go on the Spring Awakening Festival in Chicago.
Yeah,
that'll be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be good.
I like it.
I can't wait, man. What's going on with you? Anything good?
Well, I had to go undercover yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I do that when my daughter, when I go and pick her up at school, and she goes, Mom, Mom, can I walk home? Can I walk home with the girls? I'm like, okay. So yeah, you know, so I allow her to think that she's walking home by herself, but she's really not because I'm spying on her.
You're stalking your daughter.
I have to.
So. You got to let her grow up.
Oh, come on.
It's time to leave the nest.
Yeah, she's going to be seven next month.
She's going to be getting a job in the next couple of days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Then she'll be working.
Heck, if you want her to pay your mortgage too, that's fine.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I mean, she already knows she's paying ours.
Let's put them all to work.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's good.
It's good.
All right, we got Breaking Bad News coming up here in about 20 minutes from right now, actually. It's Marco and Krista. It's 93.1 Jams. Thank you for having us on this Wednesday morning with you here on 93.1 Jam.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Marco and Krista's hump day survey. Marco and Krista's hump day survey.
All right, our hump day survey today at 321-0931 is, why is your best friend not your best friend anymore? Or why did you stop talking to your best friend?
Yes.
This happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your stories at 321-0931. Let's get to Ashley this morning. Good morning, Ash.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
What are you doing?
Driving.
Oh, yeah, you're on the Beltline?
No, I'm driving to Waterloo.
Oh, look at that.
Waterloo.
All right, so why did you stop talking to your best friend, or why is your best friend no longer your best friend?
So me and my best friend were best friends for about 15 years, and this last winter, we were up in the Dells for a softball tournament, and she went and ran her mouth about a guy that I was with, and it was supposed to be a secret. And she blew up everything, and she did it just because she was mad that I didn't have her play with my softball team.
Oh, wow. How dare you?
It's supposed to be sisters before misters, isn't it? Come on.
Yeah.
So
she just messed it all up.
How long were you friends with her before all this happened?
15 years.
15 years.
How long has it been since you've talked to her?
She keeps trying to talk to me, but it's just not worth the drama for me, so I just try and stay away from her.
Yeah.
Wow, 15 years, though.
You had to make a decision. Do you think you'll never get back to where you were, like, you know, one-on-one with her, do you think?
I don't know. I know I can never trust her again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need that in a best friend.
Exactly.
So, that's crazy. Wow. Thanks for calling us, honey. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. 321-0931. We want the story behind the story of why did you stop talking to your best friend, or why is your best friend no longer your best friend? Let's get to Shelly this morning. Hey, Shelly.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Tell us what happened.
Well, my best friend, I've known her since I was 4. I'm going to be 33. And all it took was 3 months of having her live with me.
Really?
Oh, they say her and 3 dogs.
You really don't know anybody until they live with you.
Well, let me guess that she allowed her dogs to trash your place.
Yeah, I'm going to be pulling out my carpet down to hardwood floor.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a girlfriend that had the same scenario. She's like,
You're just like, yeah, so you're just going to let your dog poop everywhere there, huh? In my place there, huh? Oh, good, good.
So did you kick her out? Like, what happened?
Yeah, it actually got to the point where I had to actually call the police.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Wow. And how long were you best friends?
Since I was 4 years old.
4 years, so almost 29 years, basically.
Yeah.
Honey.
And you think you'll ever talk to her again?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in almost a year now. So.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Wow, but you're over that now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
once I have to call the police to my house, kind of kills it.
Cops are involved. You can't be my friend anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it, honey.
Thanks.
321-0931. It's our hump day survey today. Why is your best friend no longer your best friend, or why did you stop talking to your best friend? Let's get to Henry, our first guy this morning. What's up, Henry?
How's it going?
Hey, man.
Good.
So, why is it you're not best friends anymore with your old best friend?
It's not actually my best friend. It's my wife's best friend. Because it was a long story. My best friend's daughter was supposed to get pregnant by our son.
Oh, boy. So the son and the daughter.
Yeah. And we tried to get a DNA test. And unfortunately, the mom didn't want to do a DNA test. She wanted to be this other little boy.
Okay. All right. So,
my wife was trying to figure out what really happened that they're going to stop talking for them to not be best friends.
Whose baby is it? Who's the daddy?
It's a modern-day Romeo and Juliet.
We still don't know.
We still don't know. Oh, my God. All right, man. Thanks for calling, Henry. We appreciate
you.
Yep, that's a reason right there why you would stop talking to your best friend. Let's go to Kev this morning. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's up? How's it going, man?
It's going good. So why are you no longer talking to your old best friend?
So I'm originally from Jamaica.
Oh, slap in the base, man.
Wagwan, man.
Jeez.
All right, so what happened?
So met this dude, the first dude I met in that movie. Thought this dude was awesome and everything. Invited him over to my in-laws for a Packer game. And this dude went up to their closet, stole $400 out of their closet, brought it to his car. And then I was like, oh, my God, this dude just stole it. They found it in the back of his car. And I'm embarrassed. And not only that. He went to my fiance and ratted me out on every single thing I did.
Jeez.
Boy, this guy turned out to be terrible.
So I was like, dude, we can't be friends anymore. And he was like, this dude is 27, and he was like, oh, I was young, I'm dumb, I'm sorry, man, you're my best friend. I'm like, dude, I can't hang with you anymore. Like, no.
After he stole money from your parents and then tried to get I'm sorry, bro. You got to go.
You got to go.
He was trying to probably get your woman, too. That's why he was saying all that.
Put that past him at all. I don't put anything past him.
Why not?
That's why he's not your friend anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's from the islands, too. He's like a neighbor. He's from St. Lucia, dude. I'm like, come on, man. We're like neighbors. I'm Jamaican. You're St. Lucia.
Yeah.
Come on,
we're
cool.
We're like island brothers, man. Yeah. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Hey,
thanks
brothers.
Thanks for calling, man.
We
appreciate it.
All right.
All right, Kev. See you. I like Kev. He's good. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're doing our hump day survey today. Why did you stop talking to your best friend? What happened?
My best friend, before I had to realize what she turned into a gardening tool. You know, those lovely gardening tools that you take out the weeds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're called hoes.
She's one of those.
Yeah. A hose.
And so pretty much when we dated brothers back in 2014, I dated her boyfriend's brother and pretty much, anyways, she wanted me to lie to him saying that she went to a friend's house when we both moved down to Illinois. And lo and behold, she was pretty very much growing as a guy. I made a promise to her that I wouldn't tell, but I'm just like, I feel bad for the dude because I know what she was doing. She was using him for his money, and she wasn't happy with his guy package. And I'm like, that is totally wrong. No,
she said she wasn't happy with his guy package?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, not everyone's gifted there.
He can't, that's a God thing. You know, you got to work with what you have.
Either you have money or you have the package.
Well, he had the money, so.
Yeah, he had the money.
She chose the money of being spoiled and whatnot. And I'm like, I can't do this. I like car parts. I don't like being spoiled. I like to spoil others.
Oh, you're
sweet. I'm up here like, you are a thought.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about this, and you are now what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, plus she put you in a bad position to have to lie for.
That's not cool.
That's terrible.
And then she tried to get back at me, saying I cheated on my boyfriend, when I never did. And I had to go, like, a year of finding out I was pregnant with this child, and now we're not dating because he's just a horrible person.
Well,
but anyways, she tried to make me try to ruin my relationship, and I did everything to prove him wrong, and I'm like, what now, huh?
Yeah. How long has it been since you talked to her?
Not long enough. 2 years.
That's long enough. Yeah. All right, well, hey.
And I saw her at the mall, and I just smiled at her.
Ooh.
And I'm like, ha-ha.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, honey. We appreciate it.
You like my pregnant body?
Yeah, exactly.
Bye.
All right, take care. Dominique, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Thanks for calling us. So we're doing our Hump Day survey today. Why did you stop talking to your best friend, or why is your best friend no longer your best friend? What's the story?
I stopped talking to my best friend because she had sex with my daughter's dad.
She had sex with your daughter's dad?
Yep.
Oh, God. Holy really?
Your daughter's dad. So
her man.
Oh, wow.
That's horrible. When did that happen?
This happened about 5 years ago.
Now, how long, Dominique, were you friends with her before all that happened?
We was best friends since we was like 3.
Oh,
my God.
That's
also my sister.
It's also your sister?
Yeah, that's my daddy daughter.
Yeah. Wow.
Not cool, dude.
Yeah.
How did you find out, her or him?
My nephew told me.
Oh, man. There's a whole family thing going on there.
Her 4-year-old son told me.
Ah.
Yeah.
Boy. Oh, her son even ratted her out.
Yeah. Boy, he's like, hey, guess what happened?
Listen.
Yeah, that's not
listen,
good.
Listen, Auntie.
He said that his mama and uncle, Marty, was wrestling in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Wrestling in the room. Well,
stop.
It's a good way to describe it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, honey, I hope you've moved on and you're okay.
Yeah, you got more best friends.
Yeah.
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 Well, all right, love. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, sweetie.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye. See, this is exactly the reason why your friend is not your best friend anymore. That's our Hump Day Survey, 321-0931. Why did you stop talking to your best friend? Let's get to Alex this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Well, I had a friend, a really close friend, and, you know, it had a lot to do with social media, really, and that he used to have this party every year at his house. And he would always, you know, invite everyone that he felt like he was close to, including me. And one year, I never heard anything about it. Nobody said anything about it. So it was coming close to the normal time when they do the thing. So I was like, oh, I guess they just aren't doing it this year. I didn't think to ask him because I figured they would tell me because they had every year before then. And it really was like, you know, we're inviting people to this party that we feel like are genuine friends, you know, close people.
Right.
So it's like, I guess they didn't do it this year. And then within 2 days, pictures started popping up on Facebook.
Aww.
You're like, what the hell,
everybody,
man?
Everybody I knew except me.
Right.
At this party. And so I messaged him, and I was like, hey, dude, did I miss this? Did you try to get in touch with me? And he never responded. So
that's
I
just
that as a, you know,
I wonder.
For whatever reason, he's done.
You know what's so funny? It's like one of those things. I don't know if the comparison is going to be good here, but I was driving a couple of weeks ago and I was minding my own business. I wasn't being dumb or anything. This guy came up beside me and was shaking his fist at me. He was so mad. I must have done something, but I have no idea what I did.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like you. Like you, I wonder if something happened where you made him so mad. He's like, that's it. I'm done with this guy. But you have no idea why.
Yeah, I mean, and I would figure, you know, the message to him saying, hey, did I miss the party, would be the opportunity to go,
right,
okay, yeah, here's why we didn't invite you, and let's straighten this out. But just never hearing back, to me, is not what a best friend would do.
Exactly. No. Ah, well, you know what? You're better off without him, Alex.
Yeah, you can come to our party.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All right, man, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, our party Friday night, actually. Mm-hmm. Going to be down at Wando's. Let's get to Joe this morning. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Good. So why is your best friend not your best friend anymore? Why did you stop talking to your best friend?
Well, one day when I was hanging out with him, he asked me to smoke some crack with him. And okay. I was like, no, okay.
Yeah.
If he just asked once, I would have been like, okay, I can still talk to him. But he just kept on trying to get me to smoke it with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can't talk to this dude. And then after he got done smoking, he wanted to go get some more, and I had to stop, you know, some crackhead or crack dealer or whatever from beating his butt.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I kept on arguing with him. So that, I was like, okay, I need to further myself from this guy.
Yeah, man. Crack is whack, dude. You don't need it.
Yeah, it really is.
That's scary.
Our station, it sounds like Madtown, is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. Every Wednesday, we go to the Real Misconnections right here in Madison, and we read from people that have found their soulmates, but they haven't talked to them yet.
No, these are the lucky ones, the special people.
They went to Craigslist, and they wrote out their dreams and their hopes online, and hoping that the other person will read them and come running into their arms.
But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Because if you can't, we'll do it for you.
Of course. Mm-hmm. A few things on Misconnections. We read them word for word. Often there are misspellings. So if we sound like we're reading weird words, we are.
We are. It's how it rolls.
It's how it is.
Yeah.
It's how it goes.
It's nerve-wracking to write on Craigslist.
I guess.
And pour your heart
or
out.
Or some people just can't write.
Or
you
that.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. Mm. All right. So this is Women for Men. It is titled, I Want You to Squash Me Like You Squashed That Spider.
Wow.
Mm. You are the coolest guy I have ever met. I only wish we would have exchanged numbers. Your first name was Eric, and you had sharp green eyes, and you were very muscular. Also, no, the only reason I didn't go home with you was because I was out with my girlfriend. But... I'm ready now.
Oh, goodness.
Mm, I knew I liked you when you squashed that spider that crawled onto the bar. It was super manly, and I got a twinge of excitement.
Hmm.
I want your body to squash me. Squash me like you hand squashed that evil spider.
Mm.
Or maybe you want to just squash. Maybe you just want to squat. What? Or maybe you want me to squash you.
Oh,
yes.
We'll turn the tables.
I'm sure we can arrange something. Eric, I want you to listen. Actually, she wrote T, listen. I want you to name the bar and the nickname I have for the spider so I know that you are real. Please, please find me. This spider needs squashing.
Hmm. I wonder if she means something different by this spider needs squashing.
You think so?
Code word for something?
Ah, mashing?
Yes.
Is that another word for it?
This is Women for Men, and this is entitled, I'll Give You One More Chance to Prove Yourself.
This is Women for Men?
This is Women for Men.
Oh, okay. Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, this is a good one. To the man I met on State Street this weekend, I am not a psycho bitch.
Oh.
I done cure what you say.
I don't care, I think.
I think that's what it's supposed to be. But it says done cure.
Yeah, done cure.
It is crazy. Is it crazy for a girl to have a man prove himself before sleep with him? However, I will give you another chance. Maybe I was a little too forward. Maybe asking you to burn your hand with a cigarette lighter before I sexed you was too much to ask.
It might have been.
You were kind of hot, and I was a little nervous to be on-whist. I do still want to prove yourself to me, though, so maybe we can think of something together. You just have to prove that you want me. Thanks. She transposed
it. Do that one again.
Thanks. THANSK.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Yeah. I had to read that one because it was a lot of
typos. Sometimes high school is not the easiest education to get.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.